870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
It is Mount Holmes' ball to start this second half as they lead Alma by a score of 25-19. We're back underway. Here is Blaine Tate with it. He'll give it to McLean on the left, right side, up top to Harris. Harris fakes out his defender, throws it to Tate on the left, gives up top to McLean. McLean drills to the right. Up top to Dewey. Thought about three instead. He'll throw it to Harris on the left side. 15 left on the shot clock. Ball goes up top to Carson. Tries to throw it down to Dewey. He'll be fouled from behind as they'll call a hold on Israel Towns Robinson. That's his second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second and the third quarter against the Airedales. By the way, it looked like Van Buren was leading Russellville at halftime, 19-15.
Yeah, so there is something to play for here. If Van Buren can win and Alma loses, Van Buren will take the conference championship because they beat Alma by 12, and Van Buren, Alma beat them by two.
And Braden Dewey with his first field goal of the night from three-point range. He now has five on the night, 28-19, Mountain Home up. 7:10 left in the third quarter. Ball goes to Kendrick. He's going to try to answer with a three of his own, and he gets it. Miles Kendrick with his first field goal of the night. He's got 4 points so far this evening. 28-22 our score. A little over a minute into this second half.
It's kind of interesting that all top four teams are playing each other this last night.
Dewey's going in for the layup. It won't go, and Towns Robinson gets a rebound. Just a little strong there. Here is Smith with it. Gives up top to Boggs. Over on the left side of Kendrick. And he's going to be called for a charge. He uses that forearm. Miles Kendrick picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two, against the Airedales here in the third quarter.
I still
try to catch myself saying second half sometimes.
Yeah, I know. Good job there by Braxton Carson taking that player control foul.
Yeah. Tate across the timeline. Throws over to the left side to Carson. Trying to figure out what to go up top to McLean. To Dewey in the paint. He puts up the turnaround hook shot. Good. Braden Dewey with seven on the night. Back to a three-possession lead for Mountain Home. 30-22 our score. 6:16 left in the third. Curd with it. Up top to Smith. Over on the left side to Kendrick. Now to him in that matchup zone. Ball goes to Easton Boggs. Over to Curd. He will throw it to Kendrick. He's going to try another three-pointer on the left side. This one won't go. And the rebound is knocked to Smith. And a foul is going to be called before his layup attempt.
Good foul. Good foul right there.
They're going to get McGee Harris. That's his first personal foul. First team foul against Mountain Home here in the third quarter. 5:58 left in the period. Mountain Home up by eight. Smith will trigger the inbound pass. Gets it into Curran in the left corner. To Boggs on the wing. Now Smith has it. He'll dribble up to the top. Well, Boggs had to chase that down to avoid a turnover. Ball goes to Curran now. Over to Smith on the left side. Try to throw it down to Towns Robinson. Ball goes a little out of his reach and out of bounds, and Mount Home's going to get back on the turnover. 5:43 left in the third quarter. Mount Home with the ball, leading 30-22. Thanks. Tate into the front court. Throws over on the right side to Harris. To Carson at the elbow. To Dewey on, try to throw Dewey on the low block. He has to chase it down in the corner. Up top now to Carson. Over to Tate on the left side. Now McLean has it on the wing. 15 left on the shot clock. McLean dribbles to the corner. Finds Dewey cutting into the lane. My view is obstructed, but I can see the ball hit the side of the backboard.
Yeah, Dewey went up with it and went through contact and missed it, and scrum for the rebound comes away for Alma.
Okay, well, Mount Home comes up with the steal. Blaine Tate is able to take that pass away from Carmine Smith. He's going up for the runner. Good! Wow! What a move by Blaine Tate.
That was a teardrop of a little floater. He kind of faked right, faked left, and he threw that ball. It went higher than the backboard from about 2 foot. and just drops straight through the net.
And Mount Holmes up by double digits for the first time tonight. 32-22 is our score.
Gotta finish.
Smith with it on the right side. He'll give it up top to Boggs. Over to Kendrick. Now Kurt has it on the left wing. Down to Towns Robinson. He's making the move for the hook shot over Dewey, and he gets it.
Yeah. What's Towns Robinson listed at? 6'3", 6'4"?
He is 6'3". Yep.
Yeah, he's shorter than Dewey, but, man, he is a grown man down in the paint.
He has improved so much from a year ago.
Yeah, he has.
Tate with it. He'll give it to Dewey. Back to Tate. Tate's going to drill to the low block. Puts up the jumper. Off the glass. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Boggs. Now it's home up 32-24 with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Ball goes to Boggs on the left side. Up top to Smith. Now Kurt has it.
Halfway through this third quarter, Mount Home's been able to extend their lead. You like where we're tracking so far.
You bet. And Allen's going to turn it over as the pass to a cutting Kurt was just a little wide of him, and it goes out of bounds. Carmine Smith and Camden Kurt check out of the game as it will be Tyree McGill coming in and Matthew Rogers.
You know, we talked about that, Matt, watching the turnovers. Mount Home, zero turnovers so far this quarter. Alma has four. Mount Home's able to extend that lead. I think that's something to keep an eye on.
McClain with it on the right side. Up top to Carson. Over to Harris on the left. Now Tate has it on the wing. Out to McClain. McClain's going to dribble into the lane. Loses the handle. The ball gets it back. Ball goes to Dewey. Dewey's going to dribble into the lane. Puts up the turnaround jumper. Shot was blocked by Towns Robinson, and McGill chases down the ball.
Towns Robinson jumped late. Looked like he thought Dewey was going to have a shot, and he jumped late and just had a bunch of just out-jumped Dewey.
And Rogers has his pocket picked as Mount Home comes back with it. Tate with it up top. He's going to dribble into lane. Tries to throw it to Dewey. Ball knocked away. Goes off the foot of Kendrick and out of bounds, and Mount Home's going to dodge a bullet. Greg Gilbert's going to check into the game for Mountain Home as he'll replace McGee Harrison. Drew Haynes coming in for the first time tonight for the Bombers as Ray Dewey will take a seat. Israel Towns Robinson will check out the game for Alma as he is replaced by Eddie Tate.
Yeah, good matchup for matchup switch right there. Mountain Home saw Towns Robinson coming out, so they're going to get their big man a break as well.
McClain with it on the right side. Gives up top to Carson. Over to Tate. Less than 3 minutes left to play in the third. Mountain Home up by eight. Tate dribbles to the elbow, throws it to Gilbert on the left side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And McGill gets the rebound. He'll throw it out to Rogers. Rogers quickly into the front court. Throws it down to Kendrick in the corner. He dribbles out to the wing. Gives it there to Boggs. Boggs is going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound chased down by Tate.
Really good block out by Drew Haney. Tate came in with the rebound, but Drew Haney did the work getting those guys out of there.
Tate's going to be fouled as he pulls up from behind as he pulls up for the jumper. Matthew Rogers picks up his first personal foul. 13th foul against the Airedales here in the third quarter. So with 2:28 left to play in the third, Blaine Tate is back at the free throw line, where so far he is 2 of 2 with 4 points. And before the free throws, Alma's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 2:28 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading Alma 32-24 with a pair of free throws pending. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Alma taking their last 30-second timeout of the night with 2:28 left to play in the third quarter as Mount Home leads 32-24. But Blaine Tate is going to the free throw line to try to add to that. Over in Russellville, right now Van Buren's up on the Cyclones 23-15 in the third quarter.
That helps the Mountain Home.
Kind of a low-scoring game over there, it sounds like.
It is, yeah.
Blaine Tate's first free throw is up. Good. So if he gets this next one, we'll be back to a double-digit lead. Tate's second free throw is up. Bounces around and finally falls in. He's got six on the night. Mountain Home up 34-24. Here's McGill with it. He tries to throw it to a cutting Salazar. Ball knocked away and Haney gets the steal. Here is McClain with it back the other way. He drills to the paint. Puts up the jumper. No good. Haney gets offensive rebound. Throws it out to McLean in the right corner.
Great job, Drew Haney. He's coming in. Boxed out real well. Didn't get credit for the rebound a couple possessions ago. Went and got that rebound on the offensive end from Mountain Home.
Less than 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home with the ball, leading by 10. Tate's going to drill to the low block. Now throws out to Gilbert in the left corner. He's going to drill toward the elbow. Pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by McGill. Ball goes quickly to Kendrick. He's quickly back the other way for the layup. No good. And a charge!
Oh, let's go! Drew Haney standing in there and taking the shot.
Miles Kendrick with his second personal foul. Team foul number 4 against the Airedales. Dominic Lincoln trying to plead his case, but I tell you what, Kendrick just lost control there.
Yeah, he did. He jumped out. I don't know what else he's trying to say. He's leaning beforehand. He just stood there and took it.
1:40 left to play in the third quarter. Brady Dewey's going to come back in from Mountain Home, replacing Braxton Carson. So Mountain Home gets the ball back, leading 34-24. It will be McLean inbounding it to Tate.
Full court man press. They're just going to clear and let Blaine bring it up.
Tate across the timeline. Rogers right there on him. Picks up his dribble, throws over to McLean on the right side. Back to Tate. Tate dribbles, gives it to Dewey. Now to Haney. 15 left on the shot clock. Back to Tate. To Dewey on the low block. He puts up the turnaround jumper. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Rogers. He's quickly back the other way, giving it to McGill. McGill's going into the lane for the layup. He'll be fouled on the way up, and he'll head to the free throw line with 1:09 left to play in the third.
Yeah, good foul by Haney. Came back. Rhett tried to stand in there, take the charge. Good job. Good job there by McGill to avoid the contact, and Haney didn't let him have the wide open shot, make him earn it from the line.
That is Haney's first personal foul, second team foul against the Bombers here in the third quarter. So Tyree McGill at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He's got 2 points so far this evening. First free throw is up. Good. Back to a single-digit margin. Israel Towns-Robinson and Camden Kerr check back in for the Airedales, replacing Eddie Tate and Miles Kendrick. So one more free throw for McGill. Again, there's 1:09 left on the clock here in this third period. Second shot. No good. He gets 1-2, and the rebound's controlled by McLean.
There you go. The foul was worth it.
34-25, Bombers up. Tate across timeline. Well, Rogers was really pressuring him. Ball goes over to Gilbert on the right side. To Dewey. Tries to throw it down to Haney. Ball is stolen by McGill. He's quickly back the other way. McGill's going to dribble into the lane. Going in for the layup. He'll be fouled on the way up with 44.5 seconds left. They're going to get Braden Dewey with that one. That's his first personal foul. 13th foul against the Bombers here in the third quarter. So Tyree McGill so far 1-2 from the line with 3 points. First free throw is up. Good. And one more for McGill to shoot. So second shot for Tyree McGill is up, and he gets both. 5 on the night for Tyree McGill. 34-27, Mount Home still leading by 3 possessions. Tate with it. Into the front court. Has the ball knocked away, but Gilbert's there to pick it up. And, oh, he stepped on the base, on the sideline. They're going to say it's knocked out by Alma.
Yeah, they're going to say that okay. Green touched the ball
okay.
While Green was standing on the sideline.
Gotcha. All right, so 35.2 left to play in the third quarter. 26 left on the shot clock. Mount Home hoping to build on their 7-point lead. Gilbert will inbound it. Tate will inbound it to Gilbert. He throws it to Tate. Tate is dribbling toward the free throw line. Has the ball knocked away, and now fouls will be called on Mountain Home.
It's 2 turnovers, 2 trips in a row from Mountain Home.
Wayne Tate picks up his first personal foul, 14th foul against Mountain Home here in the third quarter. I tell you what, Matthew Rogers, he's doing a pretty good job there on Blaine Tate.
Yeah, he is. Blaine's tough to stay in front of. He can go about as quick with the ball as he does without the ball, and he's doing a really good job staying in front of him, and even when he gets around him, keeping his composure about him and getting his hand on the ball.
Curd going in for the layup, good, and it's down to a 2-possession game all of a sudden. Curd with his first 2 points. Here is Tate with it. Down to 8 seconds left in the third. Tate dribbles to the left side. Throws it to Haney. Over to Gilbert. He's going to go up for the runner to beat the buzzer. It won't go, and we've come to the end of the third quarter. Well, Ben, Alma going on a little bit of a run there. Matsholm still has a two-possession lead going into the fourth quarter.
Yep, still kept our six-point lead. There's a five-point lead now, and going to finish up this fourth quarter.
After three quarters of play, it is Mountain Home leading Alma 34-29. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where your property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They are a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 142 South College Street in Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see the full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering of the future.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
It will be Alma's ball to start this final quarter as Mount Home leads 34-29. Down in Russellville right now, Van Buren is up on the Cyclones 31-19 late in the third quarter.
That's a huge game. Once again, Van Buren holds on to that. The biggest thing, too, Mount Home plays right after our girls down at Searcy in state tournament. So Mount Home fans can sit there and watch two good games first round of state tournament.
Rogers dribbling to the low block, putting up the fadeaway. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Tate. Mount Home with a chance to go back up by three possessions. And now they're up 34-29. Ball goes to McLean on the left side. Up top to Dewey. Over on the right side to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles into the lanes, going up for the runner. Rolls around and falls in.
Good way to start this third quarter for the Bombers. Good defensive stand. Nice rebound and get a bucket on the other end.
Red Gilbert with 13 on the night. 36-29, mounts them up. Here is Curd with it. To Boggs on the right side. Up top to McGill.